The opinions expressed in the Out of Depth podcast are individual and do not necessarily represent Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Regardless, thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Out of Depth podcast with your hosts,
Isaac Midod,
Zach Thompson,
Ryan Price,
and Michelle Frank.
Sit back and relax as we go out of our depth.
What's up?
What is up, everybody? Everybody's here on time, right?
Oh, nope.
Yeah, 100%.
Someone was up. Half an hour late. Some might call him the worst member of the podcast.
I have to edit this.
I thought that was after. I thought that was Isaac.
What? You labeled me the worst member of the podcast.
What? No, but I only did that after we did a vote.
Oh, shut your ass up.
I actually think that this episode might solve that. What are we doing today?
Well, we're rapping, I guess. Hip hop artists.
We became SoundCloud rappers.
SoundCloud Premium. Is that even a thing?
No, we're not even SoundCloud Premium, bro.
No, we're just
SoundCloud. We're SoundCloud
Premium.
Let's
not even lie to ourselves.
We're barely the rapper. We're just sound.
We'll listen to one and then talk about it.
Okay.
And listen to the other one. For the audience, if you want to listen to the whole song, go to our Instagram.
Link in bio.
There will be
SoundCloud.
A link for the SoundClouds in the bio.
This will be the first time to...
We just have to make
why
sure...
Why do you guys not have a profile picture on your SoundCloud account?
I led Ryan.
Because they're a little rookie. They're rookies.
Okay. Do you want to do us first?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. We could do yours.
Are you guys ready for Zach and Mish diss track part one?
Oh, part one? Okay.
I better hit some... What the f*** was that?
Wait, I'm trying to listen.
Zach and Mish, you f***ing suck. The way you acting, you're out of luck. Your hair smells like f***. Zach Thompson is a Brit.
Mish, you are a Mish.
Get up!
Mish, you are a
bow!
Zach, your flies are done.
Hey!
Mish, you weigh a ton.
Like, okay, why did you tell me I was the worst member of the podcast? Look, no way you think I'm the worst member.
I'm singing along to this.
Why do you think I'm the worst member? Because I carry your address.
I barely heard him. They've been spitting weak shit like how I speak French.
Oh my god, Brayden, bro!
I can't sing. To be fair, I can't sing either. You don't study on breaks, because the break study... Alright, listen up, Zach. I stole this bar. How the f*** you 6'2", but can't put the star on top of the Christmas tree? How the hell you
break? One inch off, bro. He's one inch off,
bro.
This guy's lying. How the f*** you get Brayden on the track, bro?
You got Brayden and Tiana in.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Was that not fire?
Nice. This guy's got my homeboy on the track.
Oh, wait,
What?
What is this baby noise?
My neck to me.
What the? What are these noises? What?
Oh my god.
So those were our two songs.
Okay.
Sorry, so we're back. So those were our two songs.
No, do not play that again.
Oh my god, I'm dying. Oh.
Okay, so can I ask, how long did it take you guys to make that?
So it took me, I was on and off on the beat for like 2 weeks. I was so lost because I was learning how to use, what's the thing I used?
GarageBand?
GarageBand. I was so stressed because I was under the impression that Zach was playing out a whole album. So I had to like...
I mean, I was going to originally.
Yeah. We were gonna.
So I had to combat this. I was like, okay, fine. So I literally pulled out his homeboy
and Tiana. I was like, I gotta combat this in some way.
You got my homeboy in the chat.
I literally called Brayden. I'm like, Brayden, I need you for this, please. He's like, no, of course.
And then it, you like,
right? That's
we,
so easy.
We were like,
actually.
Brayden, you like, do you want to make a diss track about Zach and Mish? And he's like, he already had a list.
5 minutes later, a list of
bars, bro.
Well, you always have, already. You made. Always have to be prepared. I remember talking about this with Hyro. I was like, oh, yeah, I have a diss track written about everybody that I meet. Just in case they piss me off, yeah. You know?
That so. Makes sense. Yeah, that beat took me 2 hours. And then literally while I was having Tiana record her stuff, I just made bars.
Was she trying to be good with the singing?
She harmonized well, yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, it was supposed to be a bad song, so like, yeah,
okay. No, you could tell in the first 5 minutes when it just already goes off beat, you know?
Yeah.
Zach did you do it on purpose?
Yeah, no, that was on purpose. Yeah, no, it was not on purpose.
I'm just realizing that the only bar that I had in both of the songs was my collar's blue, but my neck is red.
Well, yeah, you just did the ad libs and just weird baby noises.
Yes.
I was expecting the like the doo doo doo, but I wasn't expecting that. What is that? That's crazy.
That was almost completely like that was with a little bit of auto tune, and that was basically straight from the microphone.
So
I must say, I think that exceeded my expectations.
That was f***ing hilarious.
That was really good. I might listen to that again.
I think we got the next miles right here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying,
bro. Kilometers, dude.
Ooh.
Straight up.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the part where I think Brayden came in, that's actually the Lost Woods theme. Just I played it on MIDI piano. And because Tiana noticed it immediately, but with their lyrics, I don't think anybody's
going
to like actually
play notice. That one little section again.
Barely heard them. They've been spitting like how I speak French.
Yeah.
Sounding like Jack
Brayden's
action,
actually so peak.
I can't
thank
see.
You, Brayden.
To be fair.
Yeah, Brayden's so peak. Thank you.
I think you did really hit it well with the whole just... Too many sounds.
Yeah,
really.
Yes.
Just too many sounds.
That's what we're going for. Ryan, how is recording your thing? Yeah, Ryan made a whole separate beat.
So Madonna's diss track, shit.
That was actually the inspiration. I made the beat in Band Lab. I put some 808s, some drums, and then I found some random sample thing or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. I'll slap it in there. And beautiful. Then I get in the studio and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna hop in front of the mic and make random noises. Whatever comes out of my mouth is what we're gonna go with. We recorded once, and the problem is I was laughing too much. There were too many times when I started laughing in between. Mm-hmm. So then we tried to record it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, this time let's add in a couple of moans, you know what I mean? Just make it funny.
I think that did help, yes. Yeah.
And then that time I just burst out laughing.
Yeah.
It was terrible. And then that was third take. Mm-hmm.
Wow, what am I? I don't even have any notes, man. I don't even have any notes because I think you had a goal, and you did it. You know,
I'm gonna conquered.
If you want to talk about lyrics, I mean,
yeah, I mean, Brayden really got me, bro.
Yeah. What do you mean you're 6'2" and you can't
put a star
on the Christmas tree? What's up with that?
Is that an inside joke?
No, it's not.
Oh, what?
You
oh,
just
okay.
can't put a star.
You just can't do
I
it.
I can. What are you talking about?
No, you just. Well, you
when
just
I
can't.
Heard that, I was like, okay, that's got to be an inside joke or something.
Yeah, unless you have a really tall Christmas tree.
I mean, usually my parents do. You know that Mish hasn't even listened to our song.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, should we explain it before or after?
Because basically we were going to make a whole album. I made 3 demo tracks, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And I wrote 3 songs.
Yeah. And then the past month just got crazy busy, so I just did not have time to be making 3 other songs. Mm-hmm. It was going to be a whole thing. And the thing is that if we did actually do it, the song that we would have used to put on the podcast would have actually been so incredibly hard, because the idea was that the songs were going to get harder the longer you go into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had to use the first 2 songs, which are kind of mm-hmm. would have been the worst ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also
objectively.
The thing is that most of the lyrics that I wrote were not related to you guys at all. And uh-huh. we did know that you guys were writing
a
diss track.
We were gonna do a diss track.
A diss track was gonna be culminating into a diss track. That was the idea.
Oh, I see what you mean. Do we wanna give her a listen?
Yeah, sure. I'm actually very worried right now.
Me too. I don't even want to listen to it, bro.
Is it that bad?
I just
take my headphones off. It's okay. He's taking his headphones off.
No, keep your headphones on.
Keep them on.
Let's go.
Do you want your money back? Yes or no? Somebody say yes or somebody say no. Then we say Y-E-S spells the word yes.
Isak is a paint him green, he'd be a perfect wicked witch. He's already green, he's so jealous, we're so rich. Money stacks so high, I'ma toss him in the money ditch. He reeks, he can't find the. Everybody's wondering what bars he's gonna spit. Spoilers, it's none, cause he's a nitwit. Everybody knows that he has a speech impediment. All this boy does is and moan and groan. Like, bro, are you being pwned? Never takes a shower, he's afraid to get wet, yet he still pisses himself when he gets upset. Always sniffy, better take an antihistamine. Super skinny, gets his on methamphetamines. Rage made it easily, he cries and claims that I am mean. Wipe your ass, your butt is clean. Matter of fact, wash your hands and that smug on your face. Take one step closer and you're about to get mace. Did I mention his real name is Hugo? That's a portmanteau of huge ego. He to Mario. Nerd wrestles in the ring and wrestles with the fact that he has a small and he just got dissed by Mish and Zach.
Ooh. Yeah, that beats fire though.
It is really good.
It is, yeah.
Back.
Ryan Price.
Oh, sh**,
to be dissed.
Oh, here we go.
Ryan Price, so white, he works for. He got greasy blonde hair filled with head lice. He got the bluest eyes, his skin is paler than stale rice. He needs to prep his because he's about to get twice.
What?
He claims to be rich as hay, but he only has 3K, like. Oh, and by the way, he's scared of the gays. Doesn't jaywalk since he learned what J meant. Prays to Jesus, yet is always oddly hellbent. On hating others, I bet he hates his mother. Although I'm sure it's mutual, hating Ryan has become ritual.
Why is his rap so much shorter than mine?
I'm about to make an even newer testament. Ryan Price, you need a breath mint. Who cares about a holy sacrament when you smell like holy excrement? Like holy Eureka. When was the last time you took a shower? Was it before or after the convention power hour?
What?
You just need a warhead, your face looks very sour. Now sit down, because that's all that you're good at. You're going at the mullet, where's your douchebag hat?
That was fire. I enjoyed
that. That was fire.
Yeah, low-key, the first bit, it went on too long. I should have just cut. Yeah. I should have cut that down.
No, that's fine. It's fine.
And also, the compression on Misha's, like, stuff was, like, okay. Way too much.
I think I missed one of Misha's lines for Ryan, but I was like, oh, okay.
No. That was pretty good. So, basically, as we said, we had this whole album planned out, but we just didn't have enough time, so we just made this. Basically, on Saturday, I was in Guelph the whole day,
yeah.
So I didn't have any time to do anything on Saturday. On Sunday, I get back. I'm doing work until the night.
Yeah, me too. I was writing an essay.
Yeah, and so it was 12:30, 12:45, right? I'm like, oh, shit. I got to write some lyrics. Or I got to record this, right? So I just go down to my car, and for an hour, I'm just like, Isak smells. Yes, good. Yeah. That's good. Write that down. Good start. I knew that Zach's beat was good, but I didn't really care to rap within the beat. I just kind of made it. It was more like slam poetry, if anything, right? Know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of wrote bars, and I was like, well, yeah, this is good. Okay. And so I just recorded that on my phone, and I was like, oh my God, this audio is horrible. I feel so bad.
Yeah. I look, he like mixed that in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. No, because I sent it to this man at 2 a.m. I don't know when you went to sleep, but.
I went to bed at 12 so I could get up the next day like to like put it together.
Right.
So I went to bed early. And then I like woke up this morning. I was like, okay. So I have breakfast, and then I go upstairs, and then I throw it all together. And then I came here. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I think the beat obviously is the best part, even though I don't rap within it. But I kind of like my lyrics. I like your lyrics a lot. Yeah.
I think, yeah, the lyrics were like decent, and the beat was like, it was groovy.
Groovy.
I think the next thing would have just been to actually combine it a little bit more together to mix it.
Sing within
it's kind of like water and oil right now. It's just kind of there. But I was worried that it was just going to be like fart noises, like.
That's what ours was.
Isak, you're like, that's what it would have been.
No, it was.
But
it
was so, okay. How was your guys' experience making music?
Well, I made those two beats like well over a month ago.
Yeah, we've had those.
But
for
I think
a while.
The first one I did in January.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. So it's been like in the pipeline for a minute.
Yeah.
But no, I got some like Ontario Trillium benefit money or whatever. So I bought FL Studio, and I was like, I'm gonna learn this. Fair and enough. Then this was kind of an excuse to do that, but the last month's just been like crazy. So
a little bit, yeah. I would just periodically take some time out of my day and be like, "That's a good bar." Yeah. Let me write that down. It just kind of comes, I guess, a little bit naturally. I just sort of speak, and then I'm like, "Wait, that rhymes. Let's freaking go.
We're gonna have 9 things in the EP in the mixtape or whatever. There was gonna be 6 songs and then 3 skits.
Brayden rapped over the entirety of the instrumental.
Oh, really?
Oh, he made his own
more?
Just full
there
song.
So wait, there was more?
I can send it to you, Ryan, and we can put it up if you want.
No, low-key, Brayden locked in on that song. Like, he kind of had some fire bars.
Those
I'm
were
shutting
good.
Down this track. I'm the TTC.
No, he's a musical guy.
Yeah. I will say, his audio did sound a little different. You can kind of tell. I think we should deduct some points.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
I think we should deduct some points.
From London. London, Ontario.
London, England? Oh.
Yeah, it's Big Boss.
Big Boss.
In the game. House.
Are we moving like the Dream Team 8-0?
Oh,
no, but you's a better chance of topping us in luck. Now I'll cook you like some beans on toast and bring you to the clown show. Corny like Doritos, that's a plus for us, though.
You mean Fritos?
Oh, you thought I was done?
Oh, hell nah.
Before races were on track like an F1 super show, I just scam you, Zach and Ryan, like it's F2 Monaco.
What?
And I'm a farmer, so those are both built like a paler version of the lift Pixar. I barely heard them, they've been spitting weed. How I speak French.
Oui, oui, oui. Je ne comprends pas du croissant.
Sounding like Jack Action, man, because I can't sing.
I can't sing either.
You don't study on breaks, because the breaks study. Alright, listen up, Zach. I stole this bar. How you 6'2 but can't put the star on top of a Christmas tree? How in the hell you British but you're not good at footy? I'm shutting down this track. I'm the TTC.
And that's it. Low-key, if it was just him, that would have been a more solid diss. But that's kind of crazy. No, that's actually crazy. That's really good.
I wanted to just use it, but I was like, are you roasting Zach and Mish or just Zach? And he's like, no, I'm just roasting.
Why would
Zach.
He diss me? He doesn't know me.
Yeah. Exactly. That was exactly his logic.
Well,
okay.
I think that's kind of the reason we wanted him on the song was just to get this
and
guy.
Then I was like,
he's
right.
Known him for so long.
I mean, Tiana anyways did the chorus, which is just dissing me. So
and that
just,
was kind of that was the trade-off.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Zach fed ball.
Tiana was like in the recording studio after, like, doing her own editing, like audio editing. She's like, okay, add autotune here and here and here. I'm like, bro, just do it. And then I was like, bro, I just want to put this in. Like, it's not that deep.
Wait, play Tiana's part again.
Did you actually autotune it?
The tiniest bit, I think.
Okay.
You, I don't
did you?
Full.
Did I autotune anything?
I don't think so.
Nah.
I think it was just...
We used some autotune.
She's so fat.
Okay, why'd you tell me I was the worst member of the podcast?
So she autotuned this?
She harmonized by a tiny bit.
Did you put any reverb on this?
I think it just lit.
It would sound better if you had a little...
Like, yeah, if it sounded like...
Like
yeah,
she was in like
she,
a big...
Yeah,
like,
she harmonized. Yeah. You know?
Okay. No, I also did record some ad-libs, but I think it was too much to just put those
in.
Yeah,
I don't think I got them in.
See, my thought was like, okay, if I'm not going to rap on the song, I got to have some sort of... You know,
you're
point,
like the Migos.
The
you're
so
like the Migos.
I needed to add some ad libs.
Yeah,
know?
I no, added. Sure. One, I had one line in the song.
You know what I mean?
Well, oh yeah. The at the
Ryan
beginning of
Bryce.
You really
that was scary, bro. That was scary.
I thought you were like Jesus, like trying to impersonate.
I basically
Jesus,
was.
Talking to Ryan. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, there were some
he
other.
Spoke through me.
There were some other verses that were written for Ryan, but they just didn't flow as well. But they were a lot more biblical. So. I was talking about how you were being sacrificed and stuff. Basically.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's fun.
You have lice, dude. Get
what
away
the f- is wrong with you, bro?
Bro, that's disgusting, bro, dude.
Hey, Mish, you said fat. So,
was that one of your bars?
Fuck
I didn't even
ice.
Hear that.
Said fat, Tiana.
Oh, I thought she was just calling
she
me fat.
Fat balls.
Oh, I just thought she was calling me fat. No,
you lucky do though.
I mean, it's true.
We're on the same team. What the f-
just like I have to be honest here.
No, it's like average size, actually. Well, I mean, it seems like we've written some pretty fire rap songs. I don't know if Zach and I are going to continue with making a full album, but maybe once assignments are all done
but
or something.
I feel like, you know, Ryan has some really good potential. Maybe Ryan and I should be teaming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we should be, you could be the next Una Miles.
I think I could be the next Una Miles.
Are you trying to seduce him right now? What's going on?
Yeah.
You could be the next Una Miles.
Side
eye
him.
Next Una Miles.
Ryan trying to.
So what are we doing next week?
Next week, are we
using these songs for anything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I believe we're going to be making a
music video.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do a different mix of our song and also add in ad libs from me.
We could definitely
if you guys
want to
do some tweaks and stuff, that's chill.
It'll be good too anyways, because that way we could re-listen to it in a new light.
But by next week, you must have a music video for...
Next 2 weeks, right?
Next episode.
Next episode.
Which will be last episode of the season. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Isak, you don't make much music, correct?
No.
So how did you feel making music for the first time?
God, Ryan, I felt so out of depth.
Oh,
what?
My gosh, he said
no way.
He said the thing.
No way, he just said that.
Good night, everybody.
That's crazy.
Whoa.